Hi, everyone. Welcome to The Bachelor. I'm Aileen, and we have a guest co-host today. His name is Tyler. Say hello, Tyler.
Hello, Tyler.
Hello, Tyler. So, Tyler, we go way back, right? We have a... He's a comedian, executive producer, does a lot of really cool shit, specifically video, which... that brings us to how far we've gone back, which is Tyler made an amazing video with us that we I will not bring up what it is or where it is, but if you find it, it's amazing.
Do not look for it. If you send a screenshot to me like I've had former employees do, it does not come well when your bonus comes around.
We also go as far back as we bumped into each other on your honeymoon.
That is true. You were part of my honeymoon in the Amalfi Coast, which was actually a year ago.
Yeah.
Today, I would much rather be in the back of that cab than sitting here right now.
And you just saw Joe Biden.
I did. Oh, I saw you right after Joe Biden.
Right after Joe Biden.
Wow, I saw you post Biden. Nothing's been the same post Joe Biden.
It's so sceney in the Amalfi Coast.
Yes, the selfie that I took with Joe Biden was one of the highlights
you
of
really,
my life.
Really excited. You're like, yo, I just saw Joe Biden.
Okay, firstly, I was excited. You then were looking everywhere for Joe Biden. I was excited. I literally spent the rest of your time at Capri being like, I didn't see Joe. I can't find him.
Does that look like his security? And you're like, I think that's just like a man in black.
No, not every man in black is Joe Biden security, though. That was a highlight of my life, probably. Yeah.
So, but you also watched The Bachelor with your wife, now wife.
Yes.
Congrats.
Thank you. Yes. I watched The Bachelor on my own like years ago. Mm-hmm. I think
season?
Was it Andrew Firestone? What was that? Like Firestone? That was like, I think like the second or third.
Yeah. Like that was.
Okay.
Like how old were you?
Back in the day. When I was in like high school, I had watched it. And some of the girls were like cute and whatever. I don't know.
That's when it was real reality. No,
exactly.
Yeah.
That's when it was like something really genuinely mm-hmm. different and new. And then I was like, moving on to other things. My girlfriend who became fiance is now wife. She loves it. You know, she loves Bachelor, Bachelorette, Bachelor in Paradise, if they had bachelor parties, anything with Bachelor in it, she likes, and therefore, as a husband, I adore.
What does she love so much about it? Does she like say?
I just think it's very mindless drama. It's something where like she can watch while still being on her phone, looking at Instagram, signing up for gym classes, and shopping for trivial nonsense, but also be paying attention. It's like one of those things where sometimes I'll laugh because we'll both be watching it. And it's the same with Real Housewives or any of the shows she watches, that when I watch something, I'm an intent viewer. I watch it. Mm-hmm. She is a very passive consumer. So all of a sudden she'd be like, wait, what happened? And I'll be like, wait, you didn't know?
The Bachelor.
And I have to like break it down for her. And I'm like, why am I breaking down the show that you're making me watch? And then that's just what marriage becomes.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I agree. I sort of passively watch it, but I also love to make fun of it. And that's what attracts me to the show. Like, I love just to see these contestants and like make fools of themselves. But now everything is so... Everybody's there for the wrong reasons. There's almost no one there for the right reasons. And it's not the same as it used to be, which we talk about a lot on this show.
Well, I think the whole idea of like, she's not here for the right reason or he's not here for the right reason. You know, there were only like so many reasons then back in the day of just like, basically it was just to be on TV. That was the only reason, was maybe be famous on TV. Now with the amount of like Instagram influencers and social media, and then becoming personalities for publishers, or getting your own personality gigs, there's so many reasons to be there that are not right, that it's almost like, if you're there for the right, like, I'm there for the wrong reason, which is like, love is almost the wrong reason at this point.
Yeah, now it is. Totally, I agree.
It's like,
I
who's here for love? No, and also, most of the couples don't pan out. So really, you're better off going there and getting a large following than actually falling in love.
It's so funny because these people like leave their legit jobs, like some are lawyers, whatever. We just had Andy Dorfman, which is on our U Up live show the other day. Everyone should check out the U Up podcast, but she was a surprise guest. But she was a lawyer, and then she just decided, like, you know what, I'm going to switch my career, and just because you can get a career from, and which she does, she's like two books, she's like a personality. I don't know what else she's doing, but
that's it. She's basically like person, and because the Bachelor Nation is such a thing, and like they, have spinoffs. I mean, I know they had that After the Rose show, which they don't do anymore, but because they have so much content that they produce, they had like After the Rose at one point. They had like an hour. Why do I know this? They had like an hour. They had like an hour after show. Maybe it was like After the Rose. I think it was called
After the Final Rose.
No. They have those Okay, maybe it was called something else. They have those, of course. Yeah. Like, they have the reunion and the after. But they had every week after every episode, they did, like, an hour, like, breakdown for a minute at a time.
I have no recollection.
Okay, well, they did it, and I watched it. So because they're creating so much content, like, yeah. Annie Dorfman can consistently be relevant right. because of The Bachelor. As long yeah. as that show stays on uh-huh. and keeps making more seasons and whatnot, she'll be relevant. Anyone who's from her season will automatically have it say... anyone who's on that show, you know, from her season will always say, from Annie Dorfman's season. So, like, mm-hmm. she's constantly getting that yeah, play up. Right, and she's right. also one of the only Jewish, I think, bachelorettes, like,
is
ever.
That true?
To be, like, the main...
I didn't know she was Jewish.
She is.
I guess she lives in New York.
Well, I guess she lives in New York. She must be Jewish. Well, it's a fair sense. Chance. But, no, she was one of the only Jewish ones. I'm, like, highly confident. Because usually there's no Jewish bachelor because his mother would insist on meeting yes. all the contestants. Yeah.
I need to know all of them.
It'd be all the Q&A. It wouldn't be called The Bachelor. It'd be, do you think you could date my yeah. son? That's what it'd be called.
What's the mother's name? So for this, let's talk about this episode. What are your thoughts on Becca? Like, from a male perspective, usually we only have women on the show.
Oh, I'm glad I could break the yeah, glass ceiling, the barrier of being a male on the podcast about specifically The Bachelor and The Bachelorette. I mean, she's gorgeous. I mean, I obviously watching her get broken up, you know, Ari breaking up with her was like, you know, they always, you know, it's funny because every episode, the most dramatic episode yet, like this season, you won't believe what happens. You know, like Chris Harrison's got like the best gig of just like,
the best.
All he is just hyping up drama nonstop.
Uh-huh. I know.
You know, and everyone loves him. But yeah, that was actually the most dramatic thing. Watching that was, you know, cringeworthy.
It was so, in so many ways. It was so bad.
So you had to feel bad for her. And it's like, you know, 101 of breaking up with, you know, your girlfriend, like, or fiance, like, A, you know, don't video it. And B, when she says go away, like, go. Get the fuck away. You know,
stop lingering, creepily staring at her.
He wouldn't leave. I'm actually surprised when I watch this season that, like, just out the window, you're not going to see Ari just, like, slowly, like, just looking through.
He's, like, long digits.
Yeah, no, he was just really creepy lingering. But yeah, no, I think she's super cool. Like, she seems super personable. Like, she was obviously the no-brainer slam dunk. Yeah. I mean, obviously, when the producers are making the show, they were just like, this is a home run. This mm-hmm. will be a great episode. And we had a whole redemption season yeah. for her to find the one. You know, I like her a lot. She seems genuine. She's attractive. I hope it works out for her.
Do you think she's sort of, like, non-controversial as in boring for a bachelorette?
I guess the biggest controversy is what just happened. What's so funny is like, what this all happened like in a 6 month span, right? So like, she basically
less,
like,
even.
Okay, so let's yeah. say, you know, in a 4 or 5 month span, she basically went on the show, won the show, got engaged, yeah. had like a little 2 months with him, got broken up with on live TV, is the next, oh, you know, yeah, bachelorette, yeah. and now apparently she is engaged with whoever the final person is. I'm pretty sure that's been rumored that, like, she
nuts.
Is engaged. So that's it. She's done a shit ton. Yeah. That's a lot of, you know, engagement nightmares for 6 months.
For sure.
She did more than most people do
engaged,
in 6 years.
But I'm assuming. Wait, so, okay, so I'm glad you like her. I feel like I like her, too. She's nice, and she's sort of not, she's non... She doesn't. She's non-threatening. She's like a nice woman that you wouldn't be jealous of. You'd want to be friends with her. Like,
no,
from my perspective.
And the girls all really liked her. It yeah, wasn't like yeah. she was one of those. She's definitely not a polarizing person yeah. at all, which obviously doesn't make for great TV because it's better when they're polarizing. But I think usually, I think she's a much safer pick than Ari was.
Right. It was the worst. I can't. He was so gross. I still have like awful images in my head of him making out with the people, and his long, disgusting fingers would like creep on, sort of like as if he was like a Medusa or something, creep on their like faces. And it was so just, I feel, ew.
The nights when they're making out with multiple people, like whether it's like the cocktail party yeah. or a group date, I would love to see, somebody has to be feeding them toothbrush and toothpaste, right? Like after makeout, like I would love to be the person who's, you know, is just yeah. on set. You know, I've been on set before. I know how production works. I'd love to know who's the one producer or PA who's like, all right, quickly, she needs a toothbrush and
I think the way, have you watched the show Unreal or anything like that?
I haven't, but I heard it's phenomenal and I need to, considering how much time I've invested in
or
Bachelor.
We had the person, oh my God, I'm blanking on her name, but she wrote like sort of like an expose, Amy Kaufman, I think. She was an ex-producer mm-hmm. on the show, and she sort of basically said that everything on Unreal was true. And like, this is the way that it really kind of goes, is that every producer sort of has, gets like cash incentives for their, they have like three contestants, it's like teams.
Right.
And they get cash incentives from like the higher ups to get these people to do shit.
It's phenomenal.
Like, here's more alcohol. Get drunk.
I mean, it's
crazy
kind of
shit.
Like the Hunger Games. Like, that's phenomenal. Yeah.
It sounds crazy. And I really want to watch it again, actually, Unreal. I didn't watch the second season because it's a little crazy, but the first season was
great. But I mean, obviously, you know, with my background in production and you know, working on, you know, not necessarily reality, but documentaries, like, obviously, everything's in the editing. And I think they do such a great job in that show of, you know, building up the tension and knowing, you know, when certain moments happen. But yeah, I'm assuming that there's definitely a decent amount of guiding/manipulating in these characters, but I just want to know specifically who's brushing her teeth after every makeout. And if someone has bad breath, it's like, oh, we need extra toothpaste for this one. She just made out with so and so.
Yeah, no, I know. But okay, so first they had the rose ceremony from last week, right? And I don't even know who went off, but the biggest thing was that they showed David's face, like the one who broke his nose.
Yep.
That was like, so like, okay, Rusty's my fiance. He walks in, he's like, what happened to his face? I'm like, you know, he just fell off his bunk bed and broke his nose. He broke his nose. His face looks mangled. I mean, it looks fine. It looks like sort of he just got a nose job, doesn't it?
No, it's what's so funny is, and you know, not to keep bringing up Jews, but he's definitely the Jewish guy on the show. He is Jewish. He's definitely Jewish. And the fact that like the one Jewish guy on the show had the injury of breaking his freaking nose by falling off of the top of a bunk bed, like, you didn't learn that in summer camp 101, like, have a railing on the top of the bunk bed. And the fact that he did that, and the best part is they were treating him like he was some hero. He was coming back like, oh, guys, I would wish on nobody what this man went through. Like, he fell off a bunk bed.
I know.
Like, you gotta be kidding me.
That's the only thing that I agreed with, like, Jordan about.
Yeah, like, I trust me, Jordan is, I mean, Jordan is phenomenal for a TV character, so villain. Phenomenal. He's great, and it's great entertainment as a human being is another thing. But you have to side with him, like, guys, you guys are worshiping the dude who just fell off the top of a bunk bed. Like, granted, David seems like a great guy. Hope he wins. Nice guy. But your injury was...
not gonna win. There's 0%.
Your injury was you fell off the top of the bunk bed and broke your nose.
Like, she gave him a pity rose because, like, he has bruises all over his face.
Listen, if that's what it takes, you know what? If that's what it takes, half these guys should, in the middle of the night, just, you know, roll off the top of a bunk bed.
Just a quick message from about our new podcast, Everyone's Gay.
Hey, Bachelor listeners, this is Brian Russell Smith.
And this is Fat Carrie Bradshaw.
And if you like talking about reality TV and also talking shit about people, subscribe to the new Betches podcast, Everyone's Gay.
You can follow us on Instagram at everyonesgay_ or email us at gay@betches.com. New episodes every Monday, bitch. See you there.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.
Hey, we're back. And so, okay, what are we up
Good
to
message.
Now? So we have, we talked about him breaking his nose. Did you also notice he was still wearing his hospital bracelet?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what people do. It's just two things. Either your hospital bracelet or like a Coachella, like, wristband.
Or no, from your all-inclusive resort.
Or like when you went to Sandals, you know, beach resort in Turks and Caicos. Like, those are the three things that people love to keep on. That makes sense. He was definitely going to milk the falling off of the top of a bunk bed. That is such a unbelievable injury, falling off the top of the bed of a bunk bed. And that's what propelled him to basically make it to the next round.
I just, he's a little ridiculous. The way that he talks is very, like, someone I know, kind of. Because you know a lot of Jewish people in New York. But just the way in which he talks, like, you know, I can't even do it. You probably can't.
No, I think it's just his obsession with Jordan. I love, don't these people watch these shows? Like, don't they realize that the person that hones in on the villain, like, never walks away victorious. Mm-hmm. Like, that person, because you're so obsessed with them, you know, it almost looks like a reflection on you of, like, why are you so obsessed? Like, even when he came in, he gave, like, a jab to Jordan, and I'm not defending Jordan, though Jordan has some of the best quotes. I actually wrote them down. Like, it's a quote magnet. But he was just like, yeah, what's up, bro? Like, dude, you just came back from falling off a bunk bed and you're like, damn, what up, bro, to the male model? Like, dude, you're no better right now. Like, just
no,
chill out.
Not.
Take your pity rose and, like, you know, go to sleep.
I know. Yeah, he did need some rest, he did say. Doctor's orders. The other thing that I thought was really ridiculous before we get into the dates was the fact that Lincoln is a flat earther.
Oh, yeah. It's like he's now with like Kyrie Irving and like Tila Tequila and like the other list of like celebrities who somehow think that the earth is flat. Yeah.
I just don't get like his response was, you know, friction and gravity.
Friction was weird. No, actually, I think I wrote it down. It was friction and gravity. And then it was, it could be a rectangle. It could be a rectangle. It could, Lincoln. It could be a rectangle.
We just don't know enough. Like he's saying that things could change, but in terms of like flat earthers, I understand conspiracy theories. Sure. I'm like one of a conspiracy theorist. Like I don't think that we really landed on the moon first.
But that's a fairly common one. Landing on the moon's a fairly common one.
They showed us this video, and they showed like it was earth science in eighth grade, and they showed us this video of like why it's potentially. We didn't do it. Like, it was a staged video thing.
Yeah.
Just so we can win. Eventually, we did. Whatever.
I showed you that in earth science?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
I think my teacher was a little bit of a kook.
Yeah, she's in an asylum now, but she was a great teacher at the time.
She was great.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm now having flashbacks from science. Seventh grade science in my high school, my teacher threw an eraser at me because I wouldn't stop talking.
She threw an eraser at you? So where did you go to school? This doesn't sound like Roslyn. There's a lot of insanity.
What I'm saying is that, like, okay, you can think conspiracy.
What did your sixth grade teacher do to you?
I don't think I had any trauma from there. But you go, like, you see pictures of space. Like, people have gone to space. That's real. And, like, you see pictures of Earth, and that's real. So, like, where's the disconnect?
I mean, I think some people just want to be, like, the, contrarian. That's not an argument worth taking up. Like, unless there's something to really prove your point, which there isn't. Like, also, you know, he apparently also, there's, like, I did some research, but he apparently had some, like, sexual assault charges against him also.
Oh, right, that's what happened.
So, see, he's got sexual assault charges, and he thinks the earth is flat.
Do you know what the story is with the sexual assault
charges? No, apparently, like, they didn't have a background, like, it wasn't in his background check, but apparently it's something that happened, I think, like, the last year or so.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing really good is going for Lincoln right now.
Yeah, but, I think he's like, I get a vibe that he's not really a good dude, is what I'm.
He's got a cool accent.
He has a cool, but he goes in and out to like some sort of like, I don't know.
You think it's a phony accent?
There's something phony about it. He goes into like it goes from English to like not English. Like.
To not English.
He goes from English to like. To Russian. Do you ever hear it?
No, I mean, maybe I'm trying to figure out what his exact nationality is. Yeah, no, I think between the flat earther movement he's trying to start and the fact that he has some sketchy backstory in domestic violence.
Yeah, I want
to
know more about
probably
that.
Probably not the fan favorite. Speaking of not the fan favorite also, how about Garrett, who apparently is her favorite, but not the fan favorite for his background of liking some very questionable images on Instagram?
Wait, what? Well, I don't know this.
What do you mean? You don't know about... Like, apparently, there's all these articles. Apparently, Garrett was, like, liking
this
some...
This is why we have you on, because you can tell me all the things about the Bachelor that I don't know.
No, I mean, apparently, he was liking... I mean, I don't want to say it completely wrong, but he had liked a photo that was claiming that the, you know, Stoneman Douglas students were... that they weren't students, that it was, like, crisis actors. He basically liked a bunch of, like, questionable
like
stuff. And considering... And considering, like Becca is pretty pro-Hillary and to the left... doesn't seem like the right exact
probably
match.
Not. Yeah, but his smile takes up his whole face.
She said when he smiles, it's his whole face lights up.
I feel like there's something. When I watched their date, he's like, this is the best day I've ever had. And then he started getting into his like divorce story about how his wife, he and his ex-wife were like adventurers. And I felt like there's something weird. About him.
Well, I mean, they lasted 2 months, which is pretty much summer camp. I don't even think summer camp is actually 2 months anymore. But yeah, that's
and they also dated only like a year before that. Like in a year and a half.
But in all fairness, that's literally exactly what happened with Ari and Becca. Like
that's
dated
true.
For like 2 weeks, got engaged.
Yeah, but he wasn't on The Bachelor, and now he decides to go on The Bachelor for the similar experience.
Yeah, basically he said, oh, look, there's someone out there who's gone through exactly what I've gone through. Let's make this work. But she totally bonded. I mean, I think at first she was super like sketched out by it, but then ultimately like was kind of down with it. And I think it brought them, as they say, closer together.
The journey is like love. There's just something a little weird about the fact. I like how he put it. He's like, yeah, so I had this relationship, and you know, as things got moving on, we ended up, you know, with marriage. No, yeah,
it was almost like he was just throwing on the like, and you know, we got married, divorced, but but anyway, you know, it just didn't work out. Right. So wait, what you got?
As if like,
what?
Yeah. So then we first got with this appetizer, and then we got married, and then after that, we ended up with dessert.
Could I check, please. That was pretty much as quickly as they rolled through that. But yeah, they seem like they're you know, pretty. Hot and heavy, and they got to go bobsledding, which is dope.
Yeah, that looked scary. That it was like, didn't look romantic at all. It looked frightening, though.
Yeah, but look at the two U.S. Olympian, you know, bobsledders who are now went from teammates to married. Apparently, there is some romance that happens on the bobsled.
Yes, it's the adrenaline and the close nature of that sled.
It just reminded me that I really want to watch Cool Runnings, because when I think of bobsledding, did you?
Mm-hmm.
That is just. The
it's
greatest,
very funny.
The greatest sports film of all time.
It's very, it's cute. It's like 80s movie, right?
Yep.
90s? 80s?
I think it was 90s. I think it was a 90s film.
But I feel like there's nothing really to be said about Garrett. Like, his giant smile, he looks very happy-go-lucky, but
she really thinks her dad would like him. She said that like five times.
She thinks that he's like her dad.
Right.
Which I'm always skeptical about guys who seem too good to be true in the beginning, who are like all these happy-go-lucky, everything's perfect, this is the best date of my life, I have nothing, there's nothing wrong about me, and I'm perfect. There's too good to be true kind of thing about Garrett.
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely the front runner, or at least one of the front runners right now, but usually, you know, one of the front runners actually, I feel like, always does win, but then the other ones do fizzle out, so hopefully it's not him if, you know, he's... has some very questionable social media.
Yeah, that's true. The front runners, who do you think the front runners are right now?
Well, clearly
him,
Garrett.
Okay.
I think, was it Wills who went on the second date?
Yeah, okay, interesting.
I think that, like, you know, they also had a bonding story. Mm-hmm. I think Blake.
Yes, I agree.
I think Blake's definitely a front runner. She really likes Colton.
Yeah, and Colton.
I
agree
say Colton.
With those.
I think she likes Colton.
I don't. I don't agree with Wills, but I agree with the three.
Well, I guess I just watched Wills and it seemed nice, but yeah.
Yeah, everything always seems nice on the date, but then when you go home after, you're like, I didn't like him.
Hey, he gave her the. No, she gave him the rose, but yeah, fair enough. Yeah, I mean,
she
it's got to be
gave like nose David the rose.
Yeah, that must be terrible having some nose issues. I can't imagine.
Okay, let's move on to the next date. Do you have there were no thoughts about Garrett, right? We didn't feel anything.
Okay. Meh, this is cute. Okay, great. Mm-hmm. Where's the drama?
Yeah,
okay,
right.
Where's the drama?
The drama. Okay, lumberjack date. So this, I thought it was really fun looking.
Yeah.
Also, how did Becca get? Every single time, the axe throwing into the...
Okay.
She was so good.
I want to know, honestly, how many takes that was. I'm sorry. Like, I understand some of like the creative editing that they do in a show, being in production. I get that. But, like, I'm sorry. I doubt she nailed it, like, just that first try. Like, one, two,
twice.
Three. Like, show her messing up a little bit. Show she's a flawed character a little bit. But, yeah, no, that was... you know, she got that right on the money, and I was like, come on.
And also, like, when she was on the team and she was going, like, she threw it again. They didn't actually show her throwing it. They just did that, like, shot of it getting into the...
Cut two, yeah.
Yeah.
She didn't hit that one. She didn't hit that one.
Yeah, she can't be that good.
Well, actually, I think I wrote that. She had, like, a hilarious quote that, like, girls at 14 were falling for Leo DiCaprio and Justin Timberlake. I was falling for lumberjacks. Like, I'm sorry. If I own a lumberjacking company, if I work in trucker hats, anything, like, I would make that quote, like, top center slogan of, like, you hear that? That's what the 14-year-old girls were going for.
Right.
Men, become a lumberjack.
Were there any celebrity lumberjacks? Like, you can't just go for lumberjacks, like, you know what I mean?
I also don't know a celebrity lumberjack, but maybe
we should find one.
Maybe there will be one at some point in
time. There's a 0% chance that she chose lumberjacks over Leo.
If she,
yeah, I feel like Leo has like a everybody loves him kind of thing about him, and like there's no way. I it was stupid. I like the outfits though. The plaid was really nice.
Plaid was good. I just thought it was those are the kind of the cool dates where like minus her, everyone's out of their element, and you know, I think she clearly has some sort of fantasy of being with a lumberjack, so it was cool that they let, you know,
I think,
that role play.
That's why Blake kind of worked. Do you know what, like, there's this pattern where they, like, suddenly show you this guy that you've never seen before so much on, like, he gets a lot of screen time because you know he's going to get voted
off. Right, that's what they were doing with John Blanc, is that what you're saying?
No, the other guy, John, who did the scaling of the pole and he won.
The tech guy.
Who is that?
He is like, he didn't even get voted off.
Who is he?
He clearly shot. I was surprised that the tech guy would be the lumberjack. Just shows never judge a book by its cover. Okay.
Yes. But
yeah, sometimes there's definitely foreshadowing with like who characters
for
are going to
be. They just
because
suddenly
all of a sudden they're like relevant. There's, you know, 15 of them, and all of a sudden you're focusing on three, which I thought they were doing a lot with. Is it John Blanc?
No. Well, yeah, John.
How do you say his name?
Jean Blanc.
Jean Blanc?
Yeah, the fragrance connoisseur.
The fragrance man. Firstly, what is a colonosaur? That sounds like a dinosaur.
Sounds like a serial killer.
A colonosaur. The Colonosaurus Rex, yes, who sprays fragrance on you.
I don't know. His name is definitely not. I don't think his name is actually Jean Blanc because that's
definitely
like,
not. That makes so much sense that would be like, because it sounds like a very like a fancy fragrance.
Like Jean-Paul Gaultier.
No, 100%, yeah.
Do you remember those, like the colognes and the perfumes that they used to have, like, all the kids were right, like they thought they were cool.
Do they not have them anymore?
They probably do, but nobody like uses it. I don't think. No offense to anyone who's listening.
Was I supposed to stop using them? Cut to my entire, you know, refrigerator, my entire bathroom cabinet, not my refrigerator,
with Axe and all that. But yeah, so fine. Let's get into Jean-Paul.
Jean-Paul or Jean Blanc?
Jean Blanc.
Jean Blanc. All right. Not Jean-Paul. Okay. Not to be confused with Jean-Paul.
I wrote Jean-Paul in my notes. okay, that was the funniest fucking scene ever.
Yeah, that was a great scene. I liked that.
Beyond, because he like, earlier they show him being like, oh yeah, Jean was like starting to get a little nervous, right. And you can sense it. And then you see him like sort of talking to her, but then for his own good, somebody interrupted him, right?
Right.
And he's like, I didn't get enough time. And then he comes back. Oh my
never
God.
Come back. Nothing good never. Comes from the comeback. You never come. No one does the double. Oh, I have to say one more thing. It never works. Leave it on the whatever note you were on, because you're only going to be digging. When you come back with a shovel in your hand and you're just digging your own
it's
grave.
It's like the same thing. Like nothing good happens after like 1 a.m. or 2 a.m. It's the same thing. Don't come back and talk more. Like let her remember. Let her feel like she left on like with a cliffhanger rather than like the awful ending of the story.
Well, I mean, though they left on a pretty awkward first time around of her getting her own fragrance and then a unexpected kiss that she clearly didn't want.
Let's talk about the fragrance. It was called like Miss Becca.
Becca Blanc.
Miss Becca Blanca. Blanc.
Basically saying like, hey, you're already married to me and this is what you will smell like. I want to know what that smelled
so
like. I think
creepy.
Everyone needs to, I hope that they keep that around the Bachelor Mansion and every guy gets to wear that out the next night.
So creepy. I don't even know. Here's this, like, okay, imagine this guy just like a girl like being obsessed with something, right? And then she makes her own for you.
No, but that's not that. It's scent is even weirder. Just don't change the subject. It's someone's obsessed with scents and makes you your scent, saying this is what I think you would smell like, or this is what I think you should smell like, or this is what I smell when I think of you. It's a
very
weird thing.
Weird.
That was a huge bottle too. So by the way, like, when was that made?
Yeah.
Was that made like pre before the show, or did he like hit up a factory and be like, hey, give me every, you know, get me this gigantic, get the finest, the largest tube you could find and fill it up? Because that was like, it looked like a handle of like Jack.
My other thought though was that,
imagine it was just a handle of Jack.
Wait, take it for a second. Fuck it. I can imagine though, for him thinking he wants to start a fragrance line of his own, and this is like, he thought this was the jumping off point, but it's too soon, Sean.
No, yeah, 100%. Like, he's not here for the right reasons. His reasons were to start his fragrance line that will never get off the ground, unfortunately. But yeah, it was just so weird. Then he comes back and he's like, yeah, no, but like, I'm falling in love with you.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, how many more strikeouts do you want, man? Like, what else do you want? Are you just trying to go home tonight?
He's like, let me just do this for a second. And he like kisses her and she's like, what? And then he's like, here's this fragrance. And she's like, oh. And then somebody gets interrupted and then he comes back and she's like, fuck. Because like, she was so thankful that somebody interrupted. And then imagine him coming back and you're like, no.
Yeah, no,
and then he's like, I'm falling in love with you, which I'm like, God, I really liked her after that moment because she was like, dude, it's a little early.
No, yeah, she was pretty real of like, it's been a couple of weeks. Like, we all like each other, but like, let's not drop L-bombs yet, especially when like we've not had a one-on-one and you just awkwardly kissed me after giving me a fragrance with my name on it with your last name.
Forced. And she was like, and he was like, yeah, I'm falling for you. And she was like, he was like, I know it's a little early. She's like, very early.
I give her credit for her handling it. And I think that's something that they didn't do, I feel like that's something that bachelors and bachelorettes do with the last couple of years, is the like early dismissals, where it wasn't always like that.
Yeah.
So I think because now it's a lot of them are people who have been on the show before and have learned that they're willing to like, okay, you know, yeah, just go home now. Like, it's not worth putting you, which I think is the right thing to do.
Yeah.
But specifically in that situation, she was more of like, go away. It wasn't even like, I'm doing this for your own good. It was more of like, can I walk you out? Like, yeah. Please God. Like, and if I can't walk you out, can security walk you out? And then he's like, but what about the fragrance? Do you want it back?
That was the best part of this whole thing.
But what about the fragrance? If you want, you can have it back, because I'm sure as hell not spraying it on myself.
I think he really wanted it back.
I mean, that looked expensive. To be honest, that was a gigantic tub of something. And all he's got, it might have smelled good. Just change the name. Maybe he can resell it.
But like, the funniest thing is that they're standing at the door and he's like, there's something I have to say. Like, I'm not ready yet to leave. And you think like he wants to like go for his one last shot. Like, he's like, I wanted to say like, I'm really sorry. I didn't mean that. I'm just a little nervous. No, he goes, but what about the gift?
he's like, yeah, what about it? She's like, I love her response was, do you want it back? And she's like, no, I just felt like, you know, how you felt about it. You were so happy. Like, she's like, yeah, it was a thoughtful gift.
Can you please leave a review on Yelp?
Like, yeah, if you don't mind, I'm launching my own my own line right now. And if you could just let people know how good it was, that'd be great. Thanks.
If he had said that, that's really what he meant. I'm surprised that he actually didn't go through with it. But he had enough sense to, like, she was like...
Enough sense?
To say, I didn't actually really mean any of what I just said.
Yeah, he's like, actually, could you take that all back? Can we cut that out? Sure, Jean Blanc. Can you just leave, please?
But the best way that he went about it was, she was like, you just told me, like, you love me, I'm not really there. He's like, well, that's not necessarily true. It was so good. It was one of the best moments. I literally wrote, oh my God, this is so uncomfortable. Is he a serial killer? Oh my God, this guy's a moron.
I just think that they should change the fragrance name to, like, Can I Walk You Out?
Yeah.
Like, that's what it's called. Like, here, from Jean Blanc, Can I Walk You Out? You spray this on, and at any point, someone's going to ask if they can walk you out.
Oh my God, so, so funny. I really wonder what he's up to right now. Does he?
Making more fragrances.
I think so. Okay, so next, date with Wills, right? Date with Wills, they went, what do they do? They didn't do anything.
No, they just kind of went into town.
I don't remember.
You don't even remember. Because really,
they had like a playful, snowball
fight. No, yeah, they had a snowball fight. They went in the chairlift. They had another day in the mountains. I mean,
it looked fun. Have you ever been to Park City?
All the dates are fun. I actually did go for the Olympics in 2002.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, I did go for the Olympics in 2002.
Was it like sick? Did you actually see stuff?
Yeah, no, we were there when Bodie Miller won, what was it? I think it was like cross-country skiing. It was like a huge thing for the U.S. And actually, my dad forgot to bring the hand warmers and the foot warmers all the way up the mountain. And it wasn't like you could just go back and get them, because you're up a freaking mountain.
Oh my God.
And I remember that. We still laugh about that, how he like bought me like 6 hot chocolates to try and like keep me warm. But we watched him win the gold.
2002.
Yeah, like 7th grade. Yeah. Yeah, so, I don't know. Wait, 7th grade, like 12 years old? I was cold.
Little Tyler, I can picture it. I feel like it looked fun. I just didn't believe any of it.
No?
I was just like, you're perfect. And he's like, yeah, things are great, man. He like wasn't very expressive. And he's like, with his scarf,
I'm saying he's not necessarily the most it wasn't the most enticing thing. But then they also spoke about like heartbreaks and whatnot. And I feel like that's what everyone connects with, is like, you know, a big thing on the show is, you know, let your guard down and vulnerability. Like, so like once people start being like vulnerable about things and like open up, that's a big thing. So I felt like that kind of gave him a little bit of a leg up there. So it's just because it's really the most massive game of speed dating ever, besides The Proposal, the new show that's on after The Bachelor, it's so closely, you know, the timing, because typically, yes, in a regular relationship, you know, being vulnerable is huge, but you don't want to hear on the second date or your first one-on-one date about like, you know, your divorce of 2 months. You don't want to hear about those heartbreaks. You don't want to hear about the other woman. But on this show, it's different because you only have X amount of time. Like, it's like imperative for you to show that you have been, you know, heartbroken before, to show that like you're vulnerable. Because that's always like the biggest thing that they're always like pushing forward. It's like, we get it. We've all been heartbroken before.
Yeah, like you go on a first date or like even a second date, and all of a sudden they're like diving it, like in real life.
No, you would be like, stage 5 creeper, I'm out.
Yeah, like you'd be like, I don't know you, dude.
Yeah, like, I don't want to hear about this. Lie to me. It's the first couple of dates. Be anybody.
Like, talk to me. Your passion is your dog. Like, that I'll go for. Yeah. But I just didn't feel it. But I think the best part, though, after was Jordan's commentary. Like, after the rose ceremony, who did he voted off the Globetrotter guy.
Yep, that was tough as a sports guy, as a basketball fan. Yeah, the Globetrotter.
He was kind of very suave on his way out, wasn't he? Like, he sort of like just like, you know, off on the.
Well, Globetrotters are. I mean, like, they're all about, like, you know, diving in, cool. Like sneaking, you know, it's all about the swag. It's swag and basketball and craftsmanship, showmanship.
He dunked a ball over her head in the beginning. I thought it was
actually
cool.
Would have been funny if he backflipped out of there. He was just like, and also the music came out like do 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 do. You heard of the Harlem Globetrotters theme?
I've been to a show, but
you never went to Nassau Coliseum to watch the Harlem Globetrotters?
I have. Judging me. I don't remember the fucking theme song.
Yeah, whatever. It's always on commercials.
Well, I just thought that Jordan's quote, I feel like you said that you remember a lot of his quotes.
Jordan's quotes were just like phenomenal. I had to write them down. Tell me what your favorite
were. My favorite one was, I'm like a sponge. You can squeeze me and get everything out of me, but you don't know until you try.
He is so quotable. That was one of my favorite ones as well. Like, all right, you know, Mr. SpongeBob, golden underpants.
People don't try to squeeze sponges. Like, what? What does that even mean? I feel like he was just going with that analogy as he was going with it. Like, he didn't really plan it out.
No, yeah. Everything he says, his lines throughout were like, I can't wait to brush my teeth in these. And then he also said, you know, I think Becca might have my groin on her mind. And, you know, maybe she thinks it's worth gold. That was a good one. I love this one. I'm one of the better looking guys in the house. Some of the guys think I'm the best looking guy in the house. It's like, okay, yeah, because that was a conversation that happened. Like, I'm one of the better looking guys. Some guys think I'm the best.
He took a poll. He did a survey monkey. I'm doing a survey.
By the way, do you think I'm the best looking guy in the house? If I could, I love this one. This is such a inspirational quote that I might actually have this tattooed.
Okay.
If I could beat male models, I could beat these guys. Like, okay, Derek Zoolander. Like, yeah,
he is
great.
Derek
That's
Zoolander.
Great. And then, I think my favorite one was, I'm about to go from Captain Underpants to Captain, I just took everyone's girl. Oh, shit.
Yeah, that was like,
shit. That's sirens.
What's going to happen next week.
Oh, dude, that was, yeah. And then Sponge Line, I had that
the
also.
Sponge Line. It just doesn't make any sense.
He is going to be so perfect in Paradise. Like, he's meant for Bachelor in Paradise. Uh-huh. Like, he's just one of those guys. Like, he's just the character that clearly I almost feel like they're telling Becca to keep him because it's entertainment. Like, they had to have given Becca a pair of golden underwear to give him. Like, she has to understand, like, some of the showmanship of the show and having characters. Like, there's no way she could really be digging him. But of course.
I think she's not I think there's a certain amount of votes. If the producers say you can't let this person go for the next whatever week, she has to listen.
They have to be playing in with him, and it's good TV. And at the end of the day, listen, there's been like vile characters on the show. Mm-hmm. And like, I don't think, I just think
he's benign.
No, exactly. But I think he's just so narcissistic and just so, but he's not like hurting anybody. No. Like, he's not saying things that are like racist or sexist. He's a clear, like, self-absorbed male model that, like, it's kind of a hilarious character that, like, I could see being written into a show.
I mean, there's Zoolander.
No, yeah, but he's like, even like, if Zoolander was like more of an offensive person, I think it's great. And clearly they've set up this 2-on-1 with him and David next week. Like, that's what it's all coming down to.
I didn't want that to happen, but
you know, that's what
happen.
They do. And it's kind of predictable, to be honest. Like, if they send him home on that, like, it's pretty predictable that they've done that so many times.
I think she's going to send home both of them on that.
Ooh, I like that.
I think that's what's going to happen.
I like that. That's a good theory.
She's not into David.
I mean,
there's no way
the guy risked his nose for her. Okay,
he risked his sleep.
What do you think he was dreaming about when he was probably dreaming about Jordan, he's so annoying. Oh, he's so annoying, and my nose is broken. I'm on the floor.
Well, on that note, thank you so much, Tyler, for joining us. Oh, if you want to come back, you should definitely come back. Please, everyone, tell all of your friends about The Bachelor. We're here every single. What day is it? Tuesday.
It is Tuesday. Yeah,
every
it's
Tuesday, and. The season's gonna be good. I think so.
The most heightened drama yet.
We have a shirt that says the most dramatic season ever.
This is literally yes, you should all buy that because that is about as much of a quote as there comes for that show. He's not here for the right reasons and the most dramatic
we have both
season
of
yet.
Shirts.
Well, there you go.
Well, thank you, everyone. Thank you, Tyler.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Betches.